All right, let's talk. I'm recording now, and maybe I'll make it last a while. I want to talk about the book I've just recently read called Tigana by Guy Cavril Kay, who's a really, really excellent author who wrote this book many years ago, apparently, and includes a charming afterword in the audiobook version that I listened to, read by Simon Vance. Simon Vance is most likely famous for his thrilling renditions of all the audiobooks of every single James Bond book ever. At least all the Ian Fleming books, plus the one called Colonel's Son, which is kind of faithful to the spirit of the thing. But I digress. Tigana by Guy Cavril Kay is a nifty, nifty audiobook. And made wonderful by Simon Vance's reading of it, which, you know, after reading James Bond books for all this time, I didn't expect him to have the kind of depth of character that was required, and I was delightfully surprised that he way, way exceeded my expectations. He reads female characters with real sympathy and creditable soft voice. He reads masculine characters as very masculine, and the in-between guy, Devon, as, well, he's not actually in-between, he's not gay or anything, he's just, you know, young and small. Reads him well. It's really a trippy little book. Trippy because of Guy Cavril Kay's wonderful descriptions of people and their reactions and their internal monologues and their internal feelings. Captured and laid out like a map, except it's a map of a charming country. My favorite passage of all is listening to the sea captain bemoaning the fact that he has fat and ugly daughters, of course they're quite beautiful, and a shrewish wife who's actually quite charming. And it's told with the most charming way, and Simon Vance did that. So, kudos to you, Mr. Vance. I'm liking your work. Please continue. The story of Tigana is a sword and sorcery thing, which is a bit of a departure for me. I'm not really a sword and sorcery sort of reader. But it came very highly recommended, and turns out to have been an excellent recommendation. Tigana is the name of one of the small provinces of a peninsula called the Palm, which is loosely based on, of course, Renaissance Italy, which is conquered by a pair of sorcerers, one from the east, one from the west, who picks off all these little city-states or provinces like the weak and divided people that they are. Also, they don't use magic, so the magicians have quite a large edge there when it comes to battle, although you probably can't figure out how until you actually get down to the last scene in the book, which I will not share with you. I would like to say, however, that it's nicely played. Well, there's a great deal of scurrying around. Not very much magic, except that the curse is laid upon the country, the titular country, Tigana, by one of the magicians whose son is slain in the battle for Tigana. He takes terrible vengeance on it, wiping their very name, the name of the province, off the map. Nobody who is not born there can hear the word. And all the books have been burned, and all the songs have been burned, and yeah. It's the story of the Prince of Tigana, who was too young to fight, coming back 20 years later to conquer the guy who killed his country. He realizes that he has to wipe out both magicians at the same time, because otherwise it could not be done. One would just take over where the other one had only half the country. It's marvelous. It's a marvelous device for making sure that no easy steps are taken, and it allows the young prince to make really devious plans. It's a marvelous business, and it's smartly brought off, and I recommend it most highly. You can find it in Amazon and sfpl.org. the place where you should get pretty much everything.